Coach, whatever it was about the sixth inning, you've kind of been on the short end of the runs there in late innings on the road this year, but this time it was meant to be your day in the sixth inning today, the big runs in the first and second game, the difference, and you got to be pretty proud about how your team responded after being down for most of both games.
Yeah, you know, that was great, and just like you said, it's kind of just opposite of the way we've been playing. And, you know, some of our previous games we've been scoring early and then kind of giving it up late, and then today we struggled to even find some base runners early in both games. It took all we had there in the later innings to put up enough runs just to squeeze by them to tie those games up to, you know, hopefully get the lead. But it was two good games, and yeah, Hugoton played really well, and so I thought we played really well too. Even if you know, the scores would have been reversed, I still would have thought that we played pretty well. We had some really key hits. Game one, just excellent base running. Just the kids, just real instinctive and heads up baseball, and, you know, and scoring when they can.
Both Hugoton and Scott City are pretty evenly matched. Hugoton would get some runs early on in the game. Second game especially, tied it up in the bottom of the fourth. They would take the lead in the top of the fifth. But you guys would find a way in the sixth, maybe get to their pitchers a little bit more there. And they were a little fatigued there at the end with their pitchers first game, second game as well, when you guys were able to get those rallies. And I thought that proved to be big. And you guys weren't just satisfied with a few runs to take the lead barely, but you guys were able to capitalize on some more runs and expand your leads.
Yeah, I mean, that was great that we got more than just one up there, because, you know, Hugan came out and put up some runs on us there in the top of the seventh. So it took, you know, we would have liked to got that last one even in the sixth there. We had a runner at third, I think, and, you know, we didn't get him in there with two outs. But they scored a couple in the seventh, and we ended up winning by one.
You know, that's scary about a team like Hugoton here today. The first game, three of their four runs came with two outs. The second game, it was six of their seven runs with two outs. And they had the bases empty with two outs in their last at-bat, and they got two of their three runs home. And that has to make you a little nervous there with them against the wall there and coming back like they did.
Yeah, I mean, they did it all day. And, you know, they've been a good hitting team throughout the years. And so we didn't really expect much different for them to be able to score runs with two outs. They do a good job moving runners. They had some hard hits that even in game one that were kind of right at a couple of our outfielders that we were able to catch some fly balls on, but there was a couple good shots. And, you know, I was pretty happy with our bats as well.
Got some timely hits from some young kids, some veterans as well, and that was good to see. They just continue to improve and feel more confident at the plate there. And I thought your pitching overall was pretty good today. I think you can't complain about it, what you saw from all your pitchers here today. Your game one winner, Kevin Herman, he gets a save in game two, and then he goes the distance in game one. And then you had, I thought Harrison King did pretty good on the mound there in the second game, and Aaron Hoops did pretty good, maybe got a little winded, and then coming back in the seventh inning there, pretty good effort from Herman again to get the save.
Yeah, Kevin, game one, pitched excellent, a little, you know, shaky early on, and then about the 30 inning, it's just he flipped a switch, and that was the end of it. So, and he just kept rolling, and, you know, he really didn't throw in a seven inning game, you know, as many pitches as what he has in the past, so he's utilized some ground ball and fly ball outs, and didn't work too deep into counts. You know, and Harrison started off the game too, just like he did the other night. Just real solid for three innings. Four innings, he probably could have went maybe he went five. He probably could have went another. But Aaron came in and he pitched well. And he was pitching well in the seventh too.
Yeah.
With time run at the plate, you know, we decided to just go ahead and change speeds on him one more time. And we had kind of slowed down and, you know, with our arms and kind of speed their bats back up and just get that third out.
Well, you guys get to 6-7 on the year, and that's that big for you guys. A couple of league wins as well here, and get some confidence, some momentum into the final three games of your season. Wednesday you go to Goodland, then Thursday the Triangular at Lakin. Should be a couple of three pretty good games coming up here. Some big games for you, especially starting off on Wednesday.
Yeah, we got the couple road games left, and it's been nice playing here at home. Finally get an opportunity here, and it last one of the season. So we go back on the road Wednesday, and then we got back-to-back, and we'll be playing three different teams in three games, which will be different than normally what you see in high school baseball. So that'll be kind of fun and interesting in two different locations. The Triangle will be – we play the first and the last game in Lakin on Thursday, so that'll also be interesting to see how our kids come out that late game. and perform. So,
and so three games possibly against regional foes as well. So that could be big as well heading into Lakin, where you get just as friendly as Lakin is with that confines there with the regionals there playing those two games on Thursday.
Yeah. Wednesday and Thursday, we could be matched up with Goodlin in regionals and possibly see Lakin on the other side of the bracket. So we'll have a good home field advantage.
Absolutely. Coach David Dirks joining us here. Coach, congratulations on two more wins and three in a row as you head to Goodlin on Wednesday and Lakin on Thursday. Thanks again for joining me post-game. Good luck to you guys next week.
All right. Thank you.